You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk about the many interesting inventions of famed Wisconsin conservationist John Muir.
First, the media and political activists often pay attention to the big donors in presidential candidates, raising questions about the influence these donors might have on a future president.
But not as much light is usually shown on the backers of those running for vice president, even though the second-in-command will have a seat at the table for many high-level policy discussions. Libby Watson joins us now. She's a staff writer at the Sunlight Foundation. Her reporting focuses on influence and specifically on campaign finance and dark money in the 2016 election. She was involved in new reports on donors to Tim Kaine and Mike Pence. Libby, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So why focus in on the running mates and the money that's been part of their political careers?
Well, it's exactly what you said. I mean, there's a reason that we look at donors to presidential candidates themselves. We're interested in who's been trying to have an influence on those candidates, possibly. And it's exactly the same for vice presidential candidates. And, you know, it also gives an indication of who they might try to raise money from. If they've, you know, raised money from people in the past, it makes sense that they'll try to raise money from them again when they're running for vice president.
Before we get into the individual candidates themselves, let's talk about the kinds of donations. There's the obvious ones any of us might think of. Somebody gives money to their president or their campaign for governor or senate or Congress, as the case may be. But there's other kinds of money they're involved in raising as well. Can you talk about some of the different sources you were trying to figure out?
Sure. Well, it's a little different because it just so happens that, you know, Tim Kaine is from Virginia and Mike Pence is from Indiana, and they actually don't have contribution limits in those states. You know, a lot of states have, federally, there are limits on how much an individual or, a corporation, for example, can't give directly to a candidate federally. But Indiana and Virginia both have no limits on the amount you can give. So normally you would have to, check for, what super PACs they're involved with and so on, because, donations to super PACs are unlimited. But in these cases, we found instances of, wealthy individuals giving hundreds of thousands to the candidates. So, in this case, it was, mostly just actually their campaign committees. But you've also, when you're looking at these things, you've also got to look at dark money, any 501c4s or nonprofits that these candidates have been involved with. That's always a really important thing to look at, too.
And as I understand it, these are both candidates in different capacities who have helped raise money, not just for their own campaigns, but for other candidates as well.
Right, exactly. And, Tim Kaine was the head of the DNC for several years. So, in that capacity would have been intimately involved with, a lot of fundraising.
Let's start breaking down what you found out about both the candidates. Let's start on the Republican side with Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, running mate now of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Tell us about his political background and some of the donations he raised.
Sure. So one of his biggest donors is actually a billionaire. Everyone's got to have a billionaire these days, I guess, if they want to run for something. And his was this fellow, Dean White, who's a sort of billionaire real estate mogul. And he's given Pence about $775,000 over time. Other people have given to him, Anthony Moravec, I think, who owns a laboratory, and Bob Perry, who is a GOP mega donor, who's given to a lot of candidates. But also, actually, Pence received a significant amount of money, most of his money from the Republican Governors Association. Mother Jones pointed out that that's possibly an indication that he might have trouble raising money on the vice presidential side, because, that's an indication that he had to get more money from the party rather than, stumping up his own donations.
Do you see any patterns in terms of particular kinds of business and interests that have supported him in the past?
Not particularly. I mean, honestly, with a lot of, these candidates, especially, the higher up you get, people, these people aren't turning down money. So you tend to see, a pretty reasonably even distribution of industries, I mean, a lot of industries will give, basically because a lot of industries will give to both sides. A lot of industries and companies, will give to both Democrats and Republicans. Because, they want to be able to pick up the phone and call whoever's in office, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. So, it's a reasonably even distribution.
And when Mike Pence was selected as the running mate, some of the talk was, he's friendly with the Koch brothers and their network of donors who were not, and still, as far as I can tell, not big fans of Donald Trump. What do we see in terms of donations from either the Koch brothers to his presidential or his political past?
Yeah, so David Koch gave $300,000 to Pence's war chest, which is pretty significant. But you're right in saying that, you know, the big issue with these big donors, you know, including Koch and also Dean White, the billionaire who gave him $700,000, that's all well and good. But, you know, obviously the issue with Trump is that he's so, whatever adjective you want to use, toxic, I guess, that, you know, a lot of these donors don't want to associate with them, and they'll find that their money is better spent elsewhere. And that's certainly been the case with, Dean White. Has actually, Mother Jones pointed out, has often tended to give his money down ballot rather than at the presidential level. So I wouldn't be surprised if that would continue, because a lot of big donors are doing that this year on the Republican side.
Talking to Libby Watson from the Sunlight Foundation about the political donors in the history of both the major party vice presidential candidates, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence. We've been talking about Mike Pence. Let's turn to the Democrat now, Libby. Tim Kaine, what stands out looking back at his political past?
Well, one interesting thing is that he's never lost an election. He was first elected to the Richmond, Virginia City Council in 1994 and has never lost since. So that's got to feel pretty good. He's had some big donations. John Grisham gave his campaign $25,000, which is interesting. He's had big donations from a lot of companies like Comcast, gave $30,000. Universal Leaf Tobacco, that's obviously a big deal in Virginia, gave $30,000. He's had some big donations from big corporations.
Oh, when you think of a big name donor on the liberal side of things, the name George Soros comes up often. And has he donated to Tim Kaine in the past?
Not as far as I know, I will say that he's obviously been involved in funding the Hillary Clinton campaign so far. So yeah, that definitely should be noted.
And Tim Kaine, as you mentioned earlier, he was a fundraiser not just for his own campaigns, but also for the Democratic National Committee. What kind of things did you find when you looked at that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's clearly one of the advantages for him is that, you know, he's got these links with people he's been fundraising. You know, that one of the biggest jobs of the head of the DNC is to fundraise. And, you know, he's been doing that for years. So it's definitely been noted that his ties to Wall Street are going to be helpful, that he's been able to raise money from Wall Street in the past and presumably will continue to do that as he's running for vice president.
And he had a big, if I read the report correctly, he had a really big money race for the Senate there in a swing state in Virginia. Can you talk about the kind of financial firepower that came into that one?
Yeah, well, that's interesting because he actually that year faced the third highest amount of dark money spending against him. Often when that happens, that's a way, he'll mobilize his side too. And so he got help from outside groups like a New Virginia PAC, the League of Conservation Voters, which has also been making pro-Hillary expenditures this election. Majority PAC spent $6 million on his race. So, yeah, that often is what happens. When one side mobilizes, then the other side has to compete.
And Libby, for people who want to track the money in this national presidential campaign and other races, what kind of resources would you recommend if they want to get out there and try to follow the money themselves?
Definitely. Our website, sunlightfoundation.com. We have a tool called Influence Explorer that allows you to sort and search donations and campaign finance reports in real time. So you can look at who's donating to super PACs. You can download the information as Excel files. Open Secrets also has a great tool for searching, individual donors. So you can look up if, you're interested in who, Dean White or David Cope has donated to. You could put their name in and find that out.
Libby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, anytime.
Libby Watson is a staff writer at the Sunlight Foundation, which released recent reports on past donors to the major party vice presidential nominees.